Jed came bounding up, throwing himself on Chiggity. He shouted,
"Dad, you're back! Agar, get off!"
The chieftain landed his son a savage kick. It caught Jed under the chin, stunning him. He toppled from the bough, falling to the woodland floor where he lay senseless. Chiggity glared about at those attending him.
"Give me back, Brew, then let me sleep."
From where he was bound to the overhead limb, Bisky had witnessed the whole incident. He was satisfied that his friends had wrought some damage amongst the painted ones, and glad that the tree rats had taken no more captives. Also, he was particularly pleased that Jeg had been taught an unexpected lesson. Now the stiffness in his limbs and the excruciating pains in his tied-up forepaws blotted out everything. Sleep eluded the young mouse. As darkness fell, he closed his eyes and hung his head, feeling the heat and breathing wood smoke from a fire on the ground below. His senses started to reel. Bisky had almost drifted into a limbo, where he felt nothing any more. Then his chin was jogged upward, as a wooden ladle was thrust against his mouth, accompanied by a guard's command.
"Drink now, you drink, mouse!"
Gratefully, he slurped down water until it slopped from his chin. The ladle was removed, and a thick, soft root was shoved between his teeth with another order.
"Eat, and before you get no more."
Pushing his chin to one side, Bisky trapped the root against his shoulder. Holding it there, he gnawed hungrily, identifying the taste as a wild parsnip. He had never eaten raw parsnip before, nor had he ever fancied the vegetable much, but it tasted good. He devoured the lot, including the green fondant parsnip top. With his stomach gurgling, the young mouse finally lapsed into sleep. Once during the night, he was awakened by excited cries. Opening his eyes, he saw four flickering lights flittering about the woodland floor below. The painted ones were shouting, There was quite a hullabaloo, though it did not last for long, receding off into the thicknesses of moss flower. Bisky was too weary to take it all in. He drifted back into slumber. Again, during the night, the limb he was bound to began to bounce up and down. Dreaming he was back in Redwall's dormitory, Bisky imagined it was Dwink jumping on his bed. He muttered drowsily without opening his eyes,
"Get back to your own bed afore Brother Torelles comes."
Dawn was streaking the sky, and birdsong echoing through the trees. Bisky coughed as smoke from the cooking fires below seeped up his nostrils and into his mouth. A voice alongside him murmured in his ear,
Aye, mate, how long have you been strung up here?"
Tied next to Bisky, in similar fashion, was a spiky-furred young beast, wearing a multi-striped headband, a short kilt and a broad buckled belt. The stranger nodded at him, continuing in a gruff voice,
"Brung me in during the night. What's your name?"
Bisky felt less alone in the creature's company.
"I'm called Bisky, from Redwall Abbey. I expect you've heard of Redwall."
The newcomer winked almost cheerily at him.
"Aye, expect I have. They call me Double. I'm a Gowsham shrew and proud of it. You know what Gowsham means, don't you, Brisky?"
Bisky winked back at him.
"Name's not Brisky, it's Bisky. Pleased to meet you, Trouble. I know what Gowsham means. First letter of each word. Gorilla Union of Shrews in Mossflower, right?"
The shrew grinned broadly.
"Right. And me name's Double, not Trouble. Tell me, how did these blackguards catch you?"
Bisky tried making light of his predicament.
"I was exploring some underground tunnels when they cracked me over the head and knocked me out cold. When I woke up, here I was. What about you, mate?"
Double stated flatly,
"Arguing with Tugger, that did it."
The young mouse was curious.
"Who's Tugger?"
His shrew friend replied, almost in disbelief,
"You mean you've never heard of Tugger Bruster, big logger log of all the Gowsham?"
Bisky could only shake his head.
"No. I'm sorry, I haven't. Tell me about him."
Double snorted.
"Tell you about Tugger. You lot at Redwall must lead a sheltered life if you ain't heard of Tugger Bruster. Don't you even know the famous song, Bisky?
The young mouse admitted he did not, causing Double to break out into song.